When Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim and he had the nesoyon of Eishes Potiphar, how did Yosef HaTzadik oimid, how was he oimid ben nesoyon, a young bocher in a foreign land without no mishpacha to support him? So the pasuk says, "Vayi kedabra Yosef yoim yoim v'leishama aleh lishkov etzla liyos ima." So the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Vav, Rashi brings it down, gives us a little bit of insight. How was Yosef Zoicha to Oymed Ben Asayin, to be Oymed Ben Asayin? Ba'isa Shah Ba'asa Diuknoi Shal Aviv. At the time when he wanted to be Oymed Avera, the Diuknoi Shal Aviv, the figure of his father, he saw his father's face. V'niris Aloi B'chaloi, and he saw him in the window. Armelo Yosef, and he told him, Asidin Achicha Shiyichtevu Al Avne Eifoid. You and all your brothers are going to be written on the Avne Achoshen. Vato Beinehem. Ritzoincha Shiyimcha Shemecha Mi Beinehem. Do you want your name to be erased? Vitikra Roya Zainais. Says the Gemara and the Medrash that he ran out when he heard that from his father. Now the Yalkut Shimoni adds that he came back in a second time. Pam Shnia Nichnas. And the Medrash says, Not La Kadosh Baruch Hu Evan Shasiya Va'omar. Hashem took the Evan Shasiya. And he told Yosef, Im Tagia Ba, Im Tiga Ba, Hareini, Mashlichoi, Umachre Va'olam. Hashem threatened Yosef that if he will touch Eishes Potiphar, he will take the Evan Shasiya and take it out, which means that the world will be Chorev. So this explanation of Chazal is really a very, very shver. It's very hard for us to understand because it's Yedua, the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Hey, says that Ani and Oshin and Rasha come to Din, and Hashem asked the Ani, why aren't you Oisik b'Torah? He says, what do you mean? I was busy with my Mezainos. Were you a bigger Ani than Hillel? Hillel was a very, very poor man, and Afa Pekani, he was Oisik b'Torah. And the Gemara brings a raya to this from the story that he didn't have enough money to go to Beis Medrash, and he went up to the top of the roof and he heard the shear from the roof, even though it was a heavy snowstorm, and he came to a matzav sakana. So ad kedei kach, he was moisa nefesh for learning Torah, even though he was such a poor man. Then the Gemara goes on, and an usher, a person who was very wealthy, Rabban Shemassim, why weren't you oisik b'Torah? He says, weren't you busier than Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom? Then it said about Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, he had 1,000 cities with 1,000 sfinois ships in the ocean. And every day he took a little bag of flour on his back and he went to the city to learn Torah. And then the Gemara goes on to say, a Rasha. They ask him, why weren't you oisik b'Torah? If he says, no, you see, I was a beautiful person and I was tarred b'yitzri, my yitzahara was bothering me the whole time. He says, were you more beautiful than Yosef HaTzadik? And it says, v'yosef HaTzadik b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ha'yose eishes patifar. She came to mishtadl to him to do the aveira. Clothing that she wore in the morning, she didn't wear in the afternoon. She kept on changing her clothing from the morning to the afternoon. And she threatened him about putting him into jail. And Afa Beken, it says, the Yosef HaTzadik withstood the Nesoyon. So it's a Pella. We just learned before that the Medrash tells us that what helped Yosef be Oymed ben Nesoyon was the Musdukna of his father. And even afterwards, a second time, when he came back in to Evan Shasiya, that Hashem told him that if he is Negea in the Eishes Potiphar, he will be Machre of the world. We should say to ourselves, if the Tzadik Sheva Shvatim could not be Oymed ben Asayin only with the help of Tumiyus Dukna of his father or the Rabbanu Shalom himself coming to Yosef HaTzadik, what should Anoshim Pshutim, simple people, say? And why was he zeiche to be called Yosef HaTzadik? What was the tremendous maila if he had such help from the Rabbanu Shel Olam to be Oymid ben Nesayim. So I saw a beautiful pshat, a Yisoidistik pshat from the Migdash HaLevi that he brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma and the Das Kenev Bala Toisvis, that the Medrash tells us that Eishes Petifar was Mishtadol Shana Shlema. She tried to be Machshel him in Avera for a full year. On the last day, when he didn't have the ability anymore to be Oymid ben Nesayim, then came the Mus Yukne of his father. Yosef HaTzadik did everything that he could do. Kol Masha Bicholtoy in his Koyach. He did everything in his power to try not to be Nichshal in the Avera. At the end, when it was came so impossible to be Oymid ben Nesayim, then Hashem gave him a tremendous Yata Deshmaya to help him go through this Nesayin without being Nichshel. So the Limud from Yosef HaTzadik is not that Hashem came to him at the end or Hidmust Yuknoi B'chaloyin, he saw his father and that's what stopped him from doing the Avera. For a full year he was Oymid ben Nesayin. That full year that he was Oymid ben Nesayin, he did it Kefi Koichoi, Me'al Koichoi, more than his Koich. That gave him the schus and the siyata deshmaya to have this extra help from the Rabbeinu Shalom to be Oymid ben Nesayim. And the truth is that Lev Elio, the Rebbe Lepian, brings down from the Goyen that this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Kedusha when it says, Shimon ben Levi says, Yitzra Shalodim is Gabra Lo B'chol Yoyim U'mevakish Hamisoi V'ilumola Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizro Ein Yocholoi. The Gemara says that the Yitzra tries every day to get a person, and if not for the fact that Rabbi Hashem helps him, he wouldn't be able to manage, he wouldn't be able to withstand the Yetzer. So the Goyen explains this Gemara. A person has to do his utmost in his ability to try to Oymid ben Nesayim connect the Yetzer, and then the Rabbi Hashem helps. And that's what it means. At the end, we need the help of the Rabbi Hashem. That's a Seyda Advarim. Then you give him his Gaber. Similarly, we find the same minyan in Pasuk Daniel, Yov Chachma Lechachimin, that someone, it means that Hashem gives Chachma to someone who has Chachma. What does this mean? So some of the Mefarshim explain that a person who's Mashkiah is Koiches in Chachma, Hashem gives him more Chachma, more than how much he could have a Piderech HaTeva. This is what we really see by Talmid HaChacham, that the Zoicha, a lot of times, to a lot of Yediyas HaTorah, more than how much is possible for a human person to understand the Havana Satorah, the Oymek, more than the Yecholus, more than Al Pi Derech HaTeva. This is because they mashkiah and put in their koiches. This Inyan is very, very connected to the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. On the famous question of the Beis Yosef, why do we light 8 days if the Nes was really only 7 days? Because the first day was not a Nes. They had enough Shemen for the Neris of the first day. So why do we light 8 days? So I heard a pshat b'shem Reb Gedalia Eisenman, the Mashgiach of Kol Torah, a beautiful beer. It's negay to our Inyan. Hashem doesn't make a nes for a person unless he does everything he could do in his ability. If a person utilizes all his koiches, then Hashem will bring a nes. They did not have enough shem and Torah only for 1 day. They had to wait another 7 days for getting new shemen. So they knew when they lit the first day that the next 7 days are really going to be shemen tamei. They're not going to have the ability of doing the mitzvah b'shlemus, b'tayra, like they really wanted to do it. Now when you know that you, in the next 7 days, you're not going to really be able to do the mitzvah properly, and you have the mitzvah just today, are you going to do it b'shlemus today? Would you do it with the full kavana and the simcha? You're missing in that simcha, you're missing in that kavana, you're missing in that shlemus, because you know it's really not, you don't have the ability to do it for long term, it's only for today. The next 7 days afterwards, you won't be able to light b'tayra. The fact that they lit on the first day with all their koiches, with the tayra and with their kavana, even though they knew that they're not going to have Shema Torah afterwards, that enabled for Hashem to bring a nes for the rest of the 7 days. Because if they didn't put in all the koichos on the first day, then Hashem would have not have made a nes on the rest of the days. So it comes out that the reason why we celebrate and we have the Yom Tov of Hanukkah for 8 days, that means the first day was the reason and the goyrim for the nes of the next 7 days. Because when they did that first day b'shleimus, they did it with all their koiches, they did it with all their kavana. That enabled for the nes to happen. When a person does something with b'shleimus, everything in his koiches, then Rabbi Shem does a nes. So the fact that the first day was done b'shleimus, even though it's not a piderech hateva to do it b'shleimus, because something that you know that you're not going to be able to do it properly later on, it's very hard to do. If you know you can't do a mitzvah only now, and the rest of the time, rest of the days, you're not going to be able to do this mitzvah properly, already today you have a hard time doing that mitzvah b'shleimus. So the day that they did that first day b'shleimus, it was zeichet the rest of the days, that's also a reason to have a Yom Tov on the first day, because this was the reason, this was the cause of the nes to happen on the next 7 days. So the mesiras nefesh of the chashmonaim on the first day to do with their koich is brought upon the nes of the rest of the 7 days. The mesiras nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik, that he held on for a year straight, that enabled for the Rabban Hashem to come at the end, the Mus Yukna of his father to come to Chaloyin, the Rabban Hashem gave him access out of the Shmaya. So when a person puts in all his koiches, then he's zeicha to extra siyata d'shmaya. We should be zeicha to be able to put in our full koiches in Torah, in avodah, in our ruchnias, and then Hashem will open up the gates of siyata d'shmaya mi'al ha'derech hateva.